During Eastertide, we are immersed in the Paschal Mystery, which means that at every Holy Mass, both weekdays and Sundays, our minds and souls, our senses too, are receiving images, sounds, words, and emotions that carry us deeper into this Paschal Mystery by which we are saved. It is in fact such a deep mystery that we need different pathways into it. Our Lord gives us one such pathway today in the Gospel. He says that he is going to prepare a place for us in his Father's house. What a warm and homely image. Through his death, resurrection, and ascension, Jesus has gone ahead to prepare for our arrival. He is getting the room ready for us in heaven. We might even say, using human terms, that he is building the house for us, perhaps renovating and extending it so that it has all the room that is needed. However, here on earth he is also building his house. This is the spiritual house of the church, of which he is the cornerstone and the apostles are the 12 foundation stones. That's why we ask God the Father in the collect of today's Holy Mass to constantly accomplish the Paschal Mystery within us. That is, to keep this work of building going here on earth and in heaven. We have evidence of that in the first reading, where we are told that the word of the Lord continued to spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem was greatly increased, and a large group of priests made their submission to the faith. In his first epistle, St. Peter teaches us that those who have a home in the spiritual house of the church are the holy priesthood that offers the spiritual sacrifices which Jesus Christ has made acceptable to God. And they are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a consecrated nation, a people set apart to sing the praises of God who has called us out of the darkness into his own wonderful light. So how do we describe ourselves, we who are the spiritual stones in the house that Christ is building? Well, there are 8 descriptors for us. First, we have characteristics that make us different, distinguish us from all other religious, ethnic, political, or cultural groups. Second, we are the people of God, but not that God is our property. We belong to him. He has chosen us. And so we want everyone in the world to join us. Thirdly, we became members of this holy people not by a physical birth, but by being born anew, a birth of water and the Holy Spirit, that is, by faith in Christ and baptism. Fourthly, Jesus is not only the cornerstone, he is the head. We are members of his mystical body. Number 5, our status is that of the dignity and freedom of sons of God, because in our souls dwells the Holy Spirit as in a temple. Sixthly, the law of this building is both simple and demanding. It is the new commandment to love as Christ loved us. This is the new law of the Holy Spirit. Number 7, our mission is to be salt of the earth and light for the world. We are a most sure seed of unity and hope and salvation for the whole human race. And lastly, number 8, our destiny is the kingdom of God, which has been begun by God himself on earth, and which must be further extended until it has been brought to perfection by him at the end of time, when heaven will come to earth in its fullness. Now, twice in what we heard St. Peter say today in the epistle, he mentions priesthood, the holy priesthood, the royal priesthood. Through holy baptism and sacred confirmation, we all hold what is termed the common priesthood. This is not different or distinct from the priesthood of Christ. He is the sole and only priest. He gives us a share in his priesthood that is proper to our place in his house. Not all who belong to his church have the same function. Certain members are called by God in and through the church to a special service of the community. These servants are chosen and consecrated by the sacrament of holy orders, by which the Holy Spirit enables them to act in the person of Christ the head, for the service of all the members of the church. The ordained minister is, as it were, an icon of Christ the priest. He stands in the place of Christ to offer the sacrifice of Christ to the Father on behalf of the whole church. All who are present at Mass, though, in virtue of their royal priesthood, join in the offering of the Eucharist. One practical way to do this is for each person to offer him or herself and life during the offertory, along with the bread and wine. One can also offer anyone else too, and their situation. Likewise, you exercise that priesthood in receiving the sacraments, in prayer and thanksgiving, in the witness of a holy life, and by self-denial, and active charity towards others. Widening further, you exercise your priesthood when you offer all the circumstances and events of your life, not only the difficult ones, but also what is enjoyable. In this house of God that Christ is building, we all have a secure place, unless we choose to give it up through a life that displeases God. But we also have tasks to do, most notably to exercise our priesthood, but also, while rejoicing in our status as children in our Father's house, to bring others to join us through prayer, through welcoming invitation, and through a committed life of prayer and charity. We are able to perform the same works as Christ himself, because he has gone to the Father, where he waits for us. Laudetur Jesus Christus.